The whole world is transient, only the soul is eternal. Realization of one's own soul, only that is eternal. The soul is only eternal pure consciousness, eternal pure knowledge by itself. I am only the pure godly soul, full of consciousness, full of knowledge myself. I remain within the boundaries of my consciousness, even though I may reside in any space of the entire universe. I am the God myself, being the neighbor of the body in the form of an ash wall. I only know and perceive the neighborly ash wall from the window of knowledge in my palace of the soul. The ash wall's mother, father, brother, sister, son, daughter and family members are extremely far away from me. The heap of wealth is a dust wall. The house is a soil wall. The body is an ash wall. And all relations are a glass wall. A worldly palace of winds built from such walls is not worth attachment. The soul which is fully intact with consciousness has no space, not only for other substances, but even for impure feelings to enter. Not only the speech of appreciation or criticism, but even the perturbed thoughts of such speech can never enter within me. Knowledge knows, but it does not bow down, whereas the feeling of love bows down, but it does not know. The feelings of love and hate are like the hellish river Vaitarni that flows in the lower part of the universe, whereas the knowledge is like the sacred river Ganga that flows in the middle part of the universe. The existence of consciousness does not get involved with perturbed thoughts of love and hate or actions of the body. Therefore, it's not the doer of perturbed thoughts of love and hate or actions of the body. I exist merely as consciousness. If I was not told in childhood that I am a Jain or a Hindu, then would my existence still be or not? This existence itself is my only true nature. I am neither an unenlightened being nor an enlightened being. I am neither a disciple nor a mentor. I am neither a householder nor a renouncer. I am neither non-liberated nor liberated. I am the pure soul which exists as a consciousness, a wife may accompany till the courtyard, society may accompany till the crematorium, a son may accompany till cremation, while auspicious and inauspicious karma may accompany until cycles of birth and death. However, the unique nature of consciousness of the soul remains with me eternally in past, present, and future. I am unique consciousness itself. I tried illuminating the lamp with water since infinite time, but it could not illuminate supreme inner bliss, could not be attained through sensory pleasures. One remembers God during unfavorable circumstances. However, if one feels emptiness during favorable circumstances too, then the pure soul may take the place in such emptiness. I am the God, complete in myself, existing merely as pure consciousness, even in the association or disassociation of wealth of the entire universe. I am not a body which is the collection of flesh, bones, skin, and other objects. I am not a puppet in the form of the body that dances as per the fruition of karma. Instead, I am the pure soul, the knower and perceiver of that puppet. Although lava flows within the ash wall during sickness, yet only consciousness flows within the pure soul. When there is no food in the stomach, then there is no vomiting, no diarrhea, no constipation. How amazing would the state of liberation be when not just the stomach but the entire body, which is the instrumental cause of all mental, physical and outward problems, will not exist anymore. I am an eternally liberated God, even greater than the state of liberation. I am not extended in the body, but I am extended in knowledge. I am merely the pure soul that does not even enter the modification of self-realization. I am not the meditator, but I am the pure soul which is full of consciousness. That is the goal of meditation. Knowledge does not know due to the object of knowledge. Knowledge does not know due to the senses. Knowledge does not know with the destruction comes subsidence of knowledge obstructing karma. Knowledge does not know due to desires, but knowledge knows itself due to the ability of its modification. At that particular moment, each modification of knowledge comprises of knowledge itself, not the object of knowledge. I am non-existent in the modification of knowledge as well. I am just the common, undivided, one, united, godly soul extended throughout the flow of knowledge. The space occupied by sorrow is not the same as the space occupied by the completely blissful soul. I reside in the abode of eternal bliss and only remain the knower of the constantly transforming world. I am the abode of eternal bliss myself, existing eternally in past, present and future. I am the eternally illuminated lamp of knowledge itself. Om. Om.